2017, and from 2018 only reported a bank account in Britain. During a presidential debate in 2020, Trump said the Chinese account was closed back in 2015. He insisted, "I closed it before I even ran for president, let alone became president." Responding to the release on Friday, Daniel Goldman, a congressman-elect from New York who was counsel to House Democrats in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial, said, "Generally, you only have bank accounts in a foreign country if you are doing transactions in that country's currency. What business was Donald Trump doing in China while he was president of the United States?" The tax returns also show Trump claimed foreign tax credits for taxes paid on business ventures around the world, including licensing arrangements for the use of his name on development projects and his golf courses in Scotland and Ireland. During his first 3 years in office, Donald Trump apparently fulfilled his campaign promise to give his salary to charity. But in 2020, he reported zero in charitable giving. Last week, the committee decided in a party-line vote to make their tax returns public. Democrats argued that transparency and the rule of law were at stake. Republicans said the release would set a dangerous precedent with regard to privacy protections. Don Beyer, a Virginia Democrat, praised over a pro forma House session on Friday as the tax returns were released just days before Democrats cede control to Republicans. Don Beyer said, despite promising to release his tax returns, Donald Trump refused to do so and abused the power of his office to block basic transparency of his finances and conflicts of interest, which no president since Richard Nixon has forgone. Donald Trump acted as though he had something to hide, a pattern consistent with the recent conviction of his family business for criminal tax fraud. As the public will now be able to see, Donald Trump used questionable or poorly substantiated deductions and a number of other tax avoidance schemes as justification to pay little or no federal income tax in several of the years examined.
This is The Teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
همه مردم عزادارن، یعنی احساس عزاداری میکنن. بدونید که قدر
All of the people are bereaved and grateful to your father, and this gratitude is due to the outstanding sincerity.
If Allah allows my blood to be shed, I am gladly willing to give my life up for Him.
The blood of martyrs keeps this heart beating and keeps the way of Imam al-Hussein alive forever. The enemy must realize that nothing can stop us.
Today is a special story, the life and character of Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, just recently, the great military commander of Islamic forces, the legendary Haj Qasem Soleimani, was cowardly assassinated by the U.S. armed forces in Iraq. This great man was a living legend and was extremely popular not only in his home country, but all over the region of West Asia. He was liked by all freedom fighters of the region for his outstanding leadership and intellect. General Qasem Soleimani was able to completely get rid of ISIS in Iraq thanks to the special and effective measures he took. One of the best things that happened under his leadership was the formation of the Iraqi Popular Armed Forces and Militia, known by their Arabic name Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi, which literally translates as People's Mobilization Committee. Together with Haj Qasem Soleimani, this popular armed group was able to defeat ISIS. As you know, ISIS is a Salafi group that emerged after the fall of Saddam in Iraq. General Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani and the Quds forces under his command began fighting this group and became victorious after years of battle. This is the voice of Ayatollah Khamenei in the house of Shahid Qasem Soleimani.
همه مردم عزادارن یعنی احساس عزاداری میکنن بدونید که قدر
All of the people are bereaved and grateful to your father, and this gratitude is due to the outstanding sincerity which existed in him, because the hearts are in the hands of God. Without sincerity, the people's hearts wouldn't have recognized him in this way. May Allah bestow his blessings on all of us and all the Iranian nation. Today, you saw how the people in different cities of the country came to the streets in great numbers and with exceptional devotion. You will also see his funeral with great numbers. These blessings are before our eyes, so we understand the value of martyrdom. What a blessing for Haj Qasem, who achieved his dream. He cherished martyrdom, shed tears for it, and mourned for his martyred friends.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Two of the most important armed divisions under the leadership of Shahid Qasem Soleimani are the Fatimiyun Division, who are Pakistani militants, and Zainabiyun, who are Afghan militants. They're currently fighting the Takfiri elements in Syria. They're called the Defenders of the Shrine. They get their name from the holy shrine of Lady Zainab that they're guarding in Damascus, Syria. Until now, thanks to the measures that were taken by the commander, Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani, the terrorist groups in Syria have been unable to execute the plan of their Western masters of toppling the pro-resistance government of Syria. As for ISIS, in the year 2014, ISIS captured the strategic city of Mosul and the Iraqi capital Baghdad was on the verge of collapse. However, thanks to the prudence of the great martyr of Islam, Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani, along with the forces of Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi of Iraq, the forces of Islam were able to expel ISIS from Iraq. The prime minister of that time, Haydar al-Abadi, named Shahid Qasem Soleimani as one of the most primary allies of Iraq in their battle against ISIS. This is the voice of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
Steps are flowing towards Allah. Surely we belong to Allah, and surely we return towards Him. What is better for a person than to choose a great death, a voluntary one, by his own will? If Allah allows my blood to be shed, I am gladly willing to give my life up for Him. The brave men dance and parade courageously upon the spiritual battlefield. Brave men are the ones who dance upon their own blood. Since they are freed from the self, they clap their hands. Because they escape from their own flaws, they make a dance.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. As everyone knows by now, the most influential figure who foiled the plots of the West and Zionists in West Asia, which they call the Middle East, is the legendary former commander of the Quds Force of IRGC, Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani. America had spent, and probably is still spending, billions of dollars, rather trillions of dollars, on bolstering and arming ISIS. Yet, Qasem Soleimani and the forces under his command were able to defeat them all with less than half of the money spent by America and the West. Of course, it is God who is helping them. Allah has said in the Quran that whoever helps his cause, He will definitely help them and grant them a decisive victory. On November 21st, 2017, Haj Qasem Soleimani wrote a letter to the great leader of the Islamic Revolution, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei and announce the end of Daesh and their domination in the region. He also informed him of the hoisting of the flag of Syria in Abu Kamal, one of the cities in Syria bordering Iraq. Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani had also shown formidable presence in rocket and missile operations against the cancerous tumor of the region, the apartheid terrorist Zionist regime of Israel. General Haj Qasem Soleimani was martyred on January 3, 2020. He achieved his dream of martyrdom, which he awaited for decades. May Allah bless him and further elevate his high ranks. Now we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab talking about Shahid General Qasem Soleimani.
Qasem Soleimani, one of the greatest and bravest generals of the Iranian army, joined his martyred friends after a terrorist attack on Friday, January 3, 2020. The enemy must know that we are a nation that is not frightened with blood and killing. Our children are born and raised with the love of martyrdom. We are not afraid of sacrificing our lives in the way of Allah. Just as our great leader, Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, said, "We are the children of Muharram." We were raised with the stories of real heroes such as Imam al-Hussein, Hazrat Abbas, and Lady Zainab. What is the enemy scaring us of? Death for us is sweeter than honey, just like Qasim, the son of Imam al-Hassan, said. Even if they cut us into pieces, just like Hazrat Abbas, just like Ali Akbar, just like Qasem Soleimani, they will never be able to take away our faith and our power. The blood of martyrs keeps this heart beating and keeps the way of Imam al-Hussein alive forever. The enemy must realize that nothing can stop us. The more they kill from us, the more awake our nation will become, and we will make ourselves ready to take revenge. Inshallah, God willing, the decline of the enemies of Islam is very close, and the uprising of our awaited 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is near. May we also give our lives in the way of our Imam and in the way of Islam.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani. Please don't forget to log on to our website, which is www.parsetoday.com. And if you have any questions or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Shaykh Qasim Muhammadi.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ahli bayti at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin wa ajjil farajahum. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is For Humanity. We've been talking about arguments from the Quran and the Ahadith with respect to the necessity of discussing a human being's reality. And we pointed out that in order for knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether through present knowledge or acquired knowledge, al-ilm al-husuli or al-ilm al-huduri, we need to know humanity and we need to know the reality of man. And we mentioned some of the ayat that relates to this issue. Now I'm just want to add one tradition to these ayat that and verses of the Quran that we talked about. And inshallah, we're going to go to the next topic. So this is a very famous hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbah. Or man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbah. The one who knows themselves knows their Lord. And this is, I believe, is so obvious with respect to the reality and with respect to actually the relationship between knowing oneself and knowing God. Now let's talk about the relationship between studying and knowing the reality of human being on prophethood. For sure, the belief that amongst human beings there are some people who reach the position of prophethood surely relates to the topic of studying and knowing the reality of human being. We know that when the prophets were sent, some people would always ask and, you know, question the fact that is it basically possible that God reveals His revelation through human beings? You know, this is what people would question and doubt at those times. And we have this verse from the Quran that they question this actually fact. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 24. فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم يريد أن يتفضل عليكم ولو شاء الله لأنزل ملائكة ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. The unbelieving assembly of his nation said, "This is but a human like you who desires to gain superiority over you. Had Allah willed, he could have sent down angels. We never heard of this among our ancient forefathers." So, you know, this is what, you know, the question or the doubt, the misconception that they have, that is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send human beings as prophets? And this is this question comes from the lack of knowledge about the reality of human beings, and they didn't know what humanity was capable of, and that was why they questioned the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down human beings as prophets and as the intermediary factor between he and the human beings. Let's have a short break, and inshallah we're going to continue our discussion after this break.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is For Humanity, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Another aspect that we can talk about with respect to the relationship between prophethood and knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge of prophethood is, or maybe in another word or in a better word, the wilaya, the position of wilaya, is that, you know, we can have two sorts of approaches towards the reality of wilaya, which is the core to the position of prophethood. One is that we assume that there is a person chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being the intermediation between human beings and himself. This is one sort of approach and one sort of understanding and reading for with respect to wilaya or nubuwa. So this is something, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side to humanity, but which is a sort of theological understanding of prophethood or wilaya in general. But there is another approach which I would call a sort of anthropological understanding and approach towards prophethood, which is that person that has become a prophet, he has gained and has actually developed to the level that now can hear angels. Now he or even she, because we're now talking about the status of wilaya, not nubuwa. Nubuwa is restricted to some certain people, and it's a sort of responsibility that some certain people, because of some characteristics and traits, can assume. But wilaya is a broader, and of course, the core to the meaning of wilaya, nubuwa. So this is, you know, this is sort of anthropological or a sort of human-based sort of approach towards the meaning of wilaya and nubuwa. So this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was this person that through developing and through a sort of, you know, purification of heart, he or she even, you know, went up and got to this status and position that now can hear angels, and now he or she can have connection with the angels and can hear them and, you know, have connection with them. And even he or she can get to a level that even angels cannot have that status and that position. And this is why at the time of the night of Mi'raj, ascension, this was what Jibril said that وَلَوْ دَنَوْتُ أَنْ مُلَةً لَحْتَرَقْتُ. From now on, from that status above that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ascending, still was ascending, but Jibril, which was the one of the or the most important and high ranked angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, couldn't came closer. That from now on, if I come even an inch closer, I will catch fire. So, and this is, you know, the reason that we say that it is not restricted, this wilaya is not restricted just to men, but also to, it could encompass women as well. And we believe that Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, reached this position, and she, through self-improvement and self-purification and wayfaring towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain and attain this position and reach to this position of a wilaya, even though that she did not assume the position or the responsibility of nubuwa. That will be all for today. Inshallah, we're going to continue our discussion in the next episode. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.
At approximately 2:27 this morning, San Francisco police officers were dispatched to the residence of Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding an A-priority well-being check. When the officers arrived on scene, they encountered an adult male and Mr. Pelosi's husband, Paul. Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid. The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old David DePepe.
The assault came less than 2 weeks before midterm elections, in which control of the House and the Senate is at stake, raising fears about political violence.
The news reports indicate it was intended to be an attack on the House Nancy Pelosi lives in, the third ranking person in the United States in line to be president. You know, it's reported that the same chant was used by this guy they have in custody that was used on January 6th in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm not making this up. This has been reported. I can't guarantee it. I can tell you what's being reported. The chant was, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred.
Donald Trump, who's still the de facto leader of the Republican Party, didn't fully condemn the attack on Paul Pelosi. In an interview on Spanish-language Americano media, he called the attack a terrible thing and then quickly connected it to Republican criticisms of the rising crime in U.S. cities. At the same time, Trump himself is being blamed for fostering a dangerous political climate, not least for insisting on stolen votes in the last presidential election in the country.
I ran twice. I won twice. I did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions and millions of more votes in 2020 than we did in 2016, and likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, as I said. And now we might just have to do it again. I think you're going to be very happy. I think you'll be very happy.
Americans are now sharply divided along partisan lines over their trust in the federal election system, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll coming days ahead of midterm elections.
Our biggest threat remains the sick, sinister, and evil people from within our country. But no matter how big or powerful the corrupt radical left Democrats that we are fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. This nation belongs to you.
The gulf between the two after the attack highlighted the country's internal political estrangement ahead of the midterm elections.
And I want to take a moment just to say a prayer for a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Pelosi, who was attacked. A politics where some in office or who aspired to office worked to stir up division, to make folks as angry and as afraid of one another for their own advantage.
Republicans remained unwilling to upset their voters by being more critical of the extremism running through the GOP base. That's while Democrats were trying to link rising threats against lawmakers and their families with Trump's political movement as spiraling inflation threatens to deal them a heavy defeat at the ballot box.
Inflation is through the roof. You gotta decide between medication and food.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Everything going up, but shit, you can't spend. You go to the store with $10, $20, you ain't come out with one bag. You know, you really can't win.
The Pelosi attack has kindled already fraught debate over the repercussions of political speech, particularly in the wake of last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol.
I did talk with Speaker Pelosi this morning, and I mean, this was an act of extreme violence. And I think we're looking at a time in our country where there is so much discourse that is fueled by hate and division. And anyone who professes to be a leader, I think, has to really understand the meaning and the impact of their words and their posture on things like this. I pray for Paul's recovery. I know the Pelosis, and this is tragic. Somebody literally broke into their home saying, "Where's Nancy?" And I strongly believe that we all, each one of us, have to speak out against hate. We have to speak out against violence, obviously, and speak to our better selves. There's absolutely room, and it is important to have public discourse when there are disagreements about policy. But what we've been seeing recently is so base in terms of reducing it down to something that I think is beneath the dignity and the intelligence of the American people.
While Democratic leaders were quick to condemn the attack, Republican leaders increasingly minimized its severity or turned a blind eye. In some cases, they even made jokes about the assault. For example, Donald Trump Jr. shared an image on social media of a hammer and a pair of underwear with the words, "Got my Paul Pelosi Halloween costume ready." Election denialism, the growth of QAnon and Donald Trump cult people that love our country have already divided the American nations. Furthermore, a belief that un-American cadres have captured the government, cultural institutions and businesses acts to spur Trump's followers and a sizable minority of votes to conclude that dire steps are required.
Sadly, there is a huge influence from between, I would say, the far-right communities and extremist communities such as QAnon to the mainstream politics. Well, just take the example, for instance, what happened after the Mar-a-Lago raid, where Trump was pretty much calling the FBI as the people that is coming after him, that it is just part of a much larger conspiracy theory. And then immediately you saw plots to attack the FBI, and one of them actually was already at the FBI headquarters in Ohio trying to carry out an attack.
The language that Republican officials use show contempt for state authority, including law enforcement, a pervasive distrust of the objective news media, a perception that America is in grave peril, and a growing acceptance of conspiracy theories and white supremacist sentiments.
We know this. January 6th last year wasn't an insurrection. No one has been charged with insurrection. No one has been charged with treason. But it very well may have been a Fed surrection. We are very concerned that we have sent letter after letter to Attorney General Garland and FBI Director Wray to simply get to the bottom of unexplained circumstances.
My question is this. Why is this Congress obsessed with itself and cares nothing about the American people? This is a two-tiered justice system that should never exist in our country. And I'm fed up with it, and so are Americans all over the country.
To add fuel to the fire, Democrats' economic policies have not resulted in tangible benefits, such as helping with medical bills, building new bridges, or trying to keep jobs from going offshore.
This will be, what they're doing right now, the biggest tax hike in the history of our country, the exact opposite of what I did. And they're working feverishly to pile on more regulations at levels never seen before.
A YouGov poll carried out a few months ago indicated over 40% of Americans think civil war is at least somewhat likely within the next decade. And with political violence now rising to the surface, things aren't looking gloomy for the Americans. America's politics is so toxic that it quickly turned the Pelosi attack into the latest vicious partisan fight, even before the full facts are known. Is the U.S. a tinderbox? We'll just have to wait and see.
Iqra. بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فاتح.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm very happy to say that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, the same as our previous session. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Welcome, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Fawad?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are
good?
You?
Good? Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's great. Thank you. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. So everyone is fine. We hope that, dear listeners, you are as well fine and healthy. So today in this session, the same as our previous sessions, we will have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, page 28 of the Quran-i-Karim. So, I want everyone to Dear listeners, if you don't have your Quran, please get your Quran. Open, go to page 28, ayah 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start our session, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
So that was nice recitation. Now I will be reciting, okay? Make sure, brothers, you listen and repeat. All right?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRB English Radio, please listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم.
كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, a very important thing. Hukum, actually, rule, okay? Ruling, Islamic ruling. Allah Almighty is going to mention here that we already know, which is fasting, okay? As-sawm or siyam. Allah Almighty says in this ayah that, O you who have faith, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Look how beautifully Allah Almighty call us, yes? O people who believe, Allah Almighty calls us with our iman, yes? Trying to use a very beautiful word, okay? To tell us a new rule. So, prescribed for you, it means, kutiba alaykum siyam, it means siyam or sawm, also both are used, okay? Siyam or sawm, fasting, okay? Has been, it is compulsory, okay? Upon you, like it was compulsory for the people before you, okay? It means it is wajib, it is prescribed, okay, upon you, the same as it was prescribed for the people before you, okay? And also Allah Almighty says one of the reasons of why fasting, sawm, is compulsory, okay? Why we should fast. Allah Almighty says one of the reasons, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be God-wary or you may get piety, okay? You will be a pious person. So, fasting or sawm during the month of, the holy month of?
Ramadan.
Which month? Ramadan. Yes, the holy month of Ramadan. So, Muslims have to fast. Those who have the conditions, okay? For example, people who are, for example, people who are mature enough, baligh, okay? They have to fast during the month of Ramadan. Okay, there are certain conditions and many things that inshallah in the next ayah, we will go in the next session, inshallah, we'll talk about them, okay? For example, who can, for example, avoid fasting, okay? Who can, for example, who must fast and who must not fast, okay? When we should fast, when even it's month of Ramadan, for example, should we fast? There are some conditions, okay, that inshallah next session we'll talk about them. But here in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, one of the reasons of sawm, fasting, okay? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. تَتَّقُونَ comes from, it is derived from the word وَقَايَقِ, taqwa as well, we say, okay? These are family, okay? Family words. Now, taqwa means to be kind of a pious person, to care about the rulings of Allah Almighty, okay? To achieve taqwa means that you become someone so much close to Allah Almighty, okay? Taqwa has a lot of good meanings, so try to refer to the vocabulary or, for example, dictionaries, inshallah, okay? And learn about them. Guys, the way, for example, Allah Almighty prescribed fasting and how it was prescribed to the people before us, I want you to refer to the Tafasir books, okay? Because we don't have much time. All right? So, that was the thing we mentioned in this ayah, the points we mentioned. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran. Now, everyone, let's go to Tajweed rules, which are very, very important. We will, inshallah, mention them. Let me once read this ayah. Listen, everyone. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. So, of course, in this ayah, the pronunciation of some of the letters are important, like the letter ha, the letter hamza, ya'a, ayyuhal. It shouldn't be pronounced like ayn, yes?
Yes.
Then the next letter, ha, ya ayyuha, yes? Alladhina, dhal, must be pronounced correctly. Amanu, hamza again. Kutiba alaykumus siyam, alaykum ayn, yes? And siyam, the letter sad, must be pronounced correctly. It's a bit different from the letter seen, right? It has kind of a whistling sound, but not completely whistling sound, okay? You have to produce an ah sound with the letter seen with kind of a little bit circling mouth, okay? Sod, 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 okay? So, the next one is again the letter dhal, the letter qaf is very important, okay? Qa. Sometimes people make mistake and they pronounce it the same as the letter kaf, yes?
Yeah.
Kaf. Off. So they are a bit different, yes? So you should be very much careful. Now, these were based on the pronunciation of the letters, which letters are important, okay, that I told you. These are important. You have to pay attention. Now, the other rules. Ya ayyuhal ladhina. If you take a look at the word ya ayyuhal ladhina, it has a mat, right, on the top, the sign of mat. What do you think? Is this mat wajib? Which type of mat is it? Is it wajib muttasil, jaiz munfasil, lazim, or, for example, any other types of mat?
It is wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil, yes?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Jaiz munfasil.
Are you sure?
It is, yes. Wajib.
Why is it wajib and why it's not jaiz? Because why is it jaiz and it's not wajib?
Because the hamza,
okay,
is in the other word.
No, the other word? In the same word.
Same word. That's what I'm
saying. That's what you mean. Yes? It's
wajib mutasil.
Wajib mutasil. MashaAllah. That was great. Nice explanation. Yes. But it was wrong. It's not wajib mutasil. It is jaiz munfasil. Why? Because the word ya is one word. Ayyu is another word. Ha is a letter. Yeah, another word, okay? But they are merged, okay, together. Ya ayyuha, okay? You will, inshallah, study enough that they are not one word, okay? Ya ayyuha is not one word, okay? It's a composition, okay?
Three words?
No, there is one letter as well, okay? Huh. Ya is one letter which is used for actually calling someone,
mm-hmm.
Okay? It means I'm talking to,
like,
you,
all people.
People. A yo is a word. Yeah, ya is now used instead of a word, okay? So it's a word. A yo is another word, ha is another word.
So is ya same as o people?
Ya is, yes. No, not o people. Ayyuha alladhina. Alladhina means o people. So now, three words, okay? Even if not three words, two words we have here, okay? Now, ha is, it's a letter, okay? In literature, Arabic literature, you will study. Now, because of this, now, ya ayyu, so two words, okay? Ya ayyu, two words or no?
Yes.
Two words. Yes. Now, alif is in, alif is with the ya, alif mad, harful mad is with?
Yeah.
Ya. And ayyu, hamza is with the word ayyu, so they are not in the same word, right? They are in two different words. So now, when we, the rule was this, if the mad, harful mad,
yeah,
and the hamza, if both are in the same word, the mad is wajib, muttasil. Muttasil means they are connected. Both are in the same word. But if they are not in two separate words, it means they are munfasil, separated from each other. Right?
Yes.
So the mad becomes jaiz in that case. So it is not wajib, okay, to stretch it for six counts. It is jaiz, so we can stretch it, we can avoid it. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
So let me stretch and you will avoid. يا أيها الذين ها
يا أيها الذين
you can skip you can
avoid.
Stretch yes. Okay آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام there is no special rule because they are very very easy عليكم الصيام just skip the همزة الوصل كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم نون ساكن plus قاف إخفاء But in a way that qaf should be clear. مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So the important rule here was? قَبْلِكُمْ Yes, thank you. قَبْلِكُمْ قَلْقَلَى قَبْلِكُمْ Bouncing sound, echoing sound on ba. So that was an important rule, okay, about math. You practiced and you learned. Alhamdulillah, you reviewed. Thank you so much. That's it, okay, for today. In this ayah, inshallah, in the coming sessions, Make sure you stay with us, brothers and sisters who have been listening to us. Inshallah, stay with IRIB English Radio. We'll be here with you. Thank you so much. For more explanation about the tafsir explanations, please refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, okay? And yeah, thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajji
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
www.parstoday.com/en What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.